Any questions from anyone? Yes.
Today is the disappearance day of Sri Gadadhara Das Goswami.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different.
Than Gadadhara Pandit.
Yes, than Gadadhara Pandit.
Yes.
Could you please tell us something about him?
Well, we only know a little bit that we've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj. But we, in the first, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, the first 17 slokas give what Guru Maharaj calls the steel frame, right? The structure upon which Chaitanya Charitamritam is built. Right? And one of the slokas there is Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Swarupam, saying that Krishna is enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. So it says Radha Bhava and Radha Duti. So Bhav is taken as heart. And the remainder, when Krishna plunders the heart of Srimati Radharani, as given by Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Astakam, Aparam Kasyapi Pranayi Janavindashu Kutuki, Ratsostamam Hritva Maduram Upaboktam Kamapiya, Rucham Swam Avavre Dutim Iha Tadiyam Prakatayam, Sri Chaitanya Devaskritir Atitaram Na Kripayatu. Says that Krishna surveying all the millions and billions of gopis in the Rasa Leela, one outshined all others. That was Srimati Radharani. So, and this, the type of love that she alone possesses for Krishna, what she alone is tasting, and the type of ecstatic joy she experiences, this aroused the curiosity in Krishna to take her position. So it says, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, enveloped by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, Nomi Krishna's Rupam. That's the Rupa of Krishna. It says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, given by Guru Maharaj, the beginning of Prapanna Jivanamritam. He's saying, the Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gauranga. So when Krishna wants to teach devotion, he takes the form of Mahaprabhu. Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. And he is covered and enveloped again in the heart, the Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. So taking, plundering the heart of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Goswami says stealing, Guru Maharaj says stealing, plundering. The remainder is taken to be Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, some comparisons are given to Rukmini. Because take away the heart of Radharani means her bhav, bhama bhav, particularly this sort of sweet resistance and sweet opposition that inflames the desires of Krishna. Absent that mood, that spirit, like unto Rukmini. When Rukmini was teased by Krishna, right? Once Krishna told her that, I'm not really fit to be your husband. There are so many others who are more qualified. And he went on and on and on. And Krishna can make a very convincing case. And with Rukmini, not thinking this was funny or a joke or teasing, at the thought of losing Krishna, at becoming separated from him, said she fainted. How? Like a tree in a hurricane. The way a hurricane throws a tree just becomes uprooted and slammed. That's how she fainted and fell on the ground. She couldn't tolerate that idea. And of course, Krishna had to revive her. But, and the parallel in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, sometimes Mahaprabhu is teasing Gadadhar Pandit and pressing him. And other devotees, and Gadadhar Pandit is tolerating, and other devotees are saying, why do you take that from Mahaprabhu? And he's likened unto Rukmini. And this presents an ontological dilemma, because we understand from the spiritual authorities that in Vrindavan, heart reigns supreme. Like this theme that these talks are under the heading of beauty over power. This is thematically Guru Maharaj's. Beauty over power, mercy over justice, heart over intellect. So in Vrindavan, heart is in the primary position and intellect is in the secondary position. So Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani, she's in the primary position in Vrindavan. And what does the sloka say? Ubayor Madhye Radhika Sarvatadhika Bhagavan Harir Ishvara. Anyway, it's mentioned of these two gopis, Chandravali and Radharani. Radharani holds the superior position. So, because heart is in the primary position and intelligence is in the secondary position in Vrindavan. But when they expand outward to Dwaraka, a reversal takes place. So that intellect is in the primary position and heart is in the secondary position. So the primary queen in Dwaraka is Rukmini and Satyabhama is Radharani. The primary queen, Rukmini, is Chandravali's expansion from Vrindavan and Dwaraka, and Radharani as Satyabhama. And Satyabhama has the Bhama Bhav that Krishna got a Parijata flower from heaven for Rukmini. I want a tree. And at other times, she is not cooperating. When Guru Maharaj said that, there is the science of rasa, and Rupa Goswami perfectly delineates that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But anything and all things are possible in the Absolute and the Absolute's devotees who control the Absolute, if that's possible. And apparently it is. Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa, the absolute, independent, supreme reality, the original source of everything, for whom not a blade of grass moves without his will, the supreme omniscient, omnipotent Lord, personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, can be controlled through love and devotion. So, sometimes the science of rasa is contradicted. So we're told that previously in Ramayana, in Ram Lila, when Ram and Lakshman were in a predicament, and Hanuman was sort of at his wit's end, and his ability to protect them, help them, Garuda was enlisted. And Garuda performed in flying colors. And at the end, when it came time for some remuneration, Das Kori Beton Mori Dehu Premadan, devotees went, they're premik. Guruda's wondering because he said, my lord, to Ramachandra, if you can show your form of Krishna. Remember, Krishna's Akhilavrasamrita Murti. Ram is also his avatar. It's Krishna playing in a particular way. The inverse can be shown to a certain degree. He said, but Garuda, Hanuman will become disturbed. So we should be careful not to disturb the sentiments of other devotees. No matter how much we think we're acquainted with reality. So Garuda said, I will, with my wings. And actually that's how he had saved them, with his mighty wings, making the ocean submit. So he said, with those same wings that I saved you, I can save you in this situation too. Hanuman won't be disturbed. I'll make a theater. You can show, he won't see. Mm-hmm. All right, Garuda expands his wings. Ram shows his form of Krishna. Garuda's very happy. Maybe through the wings a little bit, Hanuman seeing something. And it finishes, and Hanuman saying, Garuda, someday I'll exact my revenge. So we're told that once in Dwaraka, all the pastimes of the personality of Godhead are multidimensional. Krishna expresses that he would like to get 108 blue lotus flowers. And Garuda is there. Yes, my lord, consider it done. But these blue lotuses only grow in a particular place, high, high in the mountains, divine mountains. So Garuda's flying there to get those. And when he comes upon the pathway, there's this old, old monkey lying on the road. And we know it's part of Vedic culture never to cross over a living being because of Jivatma, Paramatma. So we don't even step over a dog or an animal of any kind out of respect. Jivatma, Paramatma. So Garuda's coming and saying, you, monkey, move. He's like, oh, I'm so tired and old, I can't move. But I am Garuda, the messenger of Vishnu, and I'm on a special mission from Krishna to get 108 blue lotus flowers. So monkey, you leave this road and let me cross.
Oh, go around me, I am too much tired and too old.
Monkey, if you do not move, then I will blow you away with my wings. Remember, he made the ocean move, he can do such things.
As you wish, Prabhu.
And he would have, and those same wings that could scare the ocean into submission, we're told, not a hair moved on Hanuman's body. Wouldn't move one hair. And rather, he reached up, grabbed Garuda, and stuffed him under his armpit. So he's going, 108 blue lotus flowers. Then Hanuman goes to the mountain, collects the 108 blue lotus flowers, then returns to Dwaraka, where he's met by Sudarshan. Monkey! Don't see the sign. No monkeys allowed. This is not your place. I have 108 blue lotus flowers for Lord Krishna. And Sudarshan, monkey, I'm telling you, no monkeys allowed here. And he starts spinning. He's about to finish. And Hanuman raises his hand, and Sudarshan becomes a ring on his finger. And he proceeds. 108 blue lotus flowers. Garuda. Sudarshan. And Krishna, knowing everything, he's there with Rukmini and Satyabhama. He says, Satyabhama, you become Radharani, or excuse me, you become Sita, and I'll be Ram. This will make Hanuman happy. And Satyabhama, no. Rukmini, all right, she agrees. So Satyabhama hides under the bed. Rukmini becomes Sita. Krishna becomes Ram. Hanuman comes in. Ram, Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Sita Ram. I knew all along, my Lord Ram. Really, it's Krishna. He presents the 108 blue lotus flowers. And the Lord says to him, Hanuman, is there anything I can do for you, any desire you have? Said, no, by your grace, everything is well, but I'm just wondering, who is that hiding under the bed? So Gurmukh said, in this instance, Hanuman, we take his Dasya Rasa. He demonstrates his superiority. He checks Garuda, Sudarshan, and even the pride of the queen, Satyabhama. So, but when it comes to, so that's Bhav, but Kanti, Radha Kanti, effulgence, we're told is Gadadhar Das. So the remainder of Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit, but the duty, or the jyoti, the effulgence, is personified as Gadadhar Das. And what we know of Gadadhar Das, as recorded in Charitamritam, to show his level of beauty of conception and affectionate way of spreading Krishna consciousness and bringing others in connection with the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Krishna, that he went to the Qazi, like the governor, the Muslim governor, and the governor said, yes, how may I help you? And Gadadhar Das said, I want you to chant Krishna Naam. And he said, why should I chant Krishna Naam? I'm a Muslim. And he said, hey, Krishna, already you've taken. And he said, why should I chant Krishna Naam? Oh, hey, Krishna. Like Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, always becoming happy, hearing the holy name of Krishna, hearing others take the name of Krishna, Krishna consciousness movement. So that's what we hear of him. Not a lot, but that gives us a glimpse of the type of heart devotion personified in him. Any other question? Yes, ma'am. Kamasya nendriya priti labo jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jigyasa narto yascheha karmabhi?
No. Oh.
Oh, atmendriya. Whoops. Okay. Atmendriya Preeti. It's a one of the, it's a bole. Bole kam Krishnendriya Preeti Ichadari Premanam. Yes. It's from the Chaitanya Charitamritam. Difference between lust and love. North Pole, South Pole. Similar. Like North Pole and South Pole. The North Pole and the South Pole are very similar, aren't they? But they're worlds apart. That's the point. The gopis' prem appears to be kam, lust. But it's not like the lust of this world that we call prem, love. But it appears to be similar. So I say, aprakrita. Prakrita means mundane. Aprakrita means like the mundane, but not. So, and not only with regard to erotic concepts, but all of it. Whatever we have here is a perverted reflection. It's a perverted reflection of friendship, a perverted reflection of parental love, a perverted reflection of conjugal love, a perverted reflection of paramora, a perverted reflection of neutrality, a perverted reflection of servitorship. But it's similar. Similar, but different. As North Pole and South Pole are similar, but at diametrically opposed. Worlds apart, at the extremes, not just a little different. Opposites. So what is your question? Yes. Kamandatama Prem Nirmala Bhaskar. That's what I mean by North Pole, South Pole, worlds apart. So it's saying Kam Andatama means dense darkness. And Gurumar said Nirmal Bhaskar means dense light. As darkness can be dense and thick, so can light. And this light, it's not like the light here, the light, this artificial light or sunlight or any such thing. You have to reconceive light. And when we think jyoti, and this way it's connected, jyoti, we think illumination. We know to become enlightened, right, illumined, that's another type of luminosity, right? Light, illumination, is revelation. So what is light in the conscious plane? I'm not talking about objective light. We see the sunrise, how beautiful it is, and it is. It's been compared to the lotus eyes of Vishnu. But Guru Maharaj in his Gayatri explanation, Om Bhur Bhuva Svat Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo, saying this superficially appears to be talking about the sun, how the sun is illuminating the world, right? The sun reveals the world when we're in the, especially the Krishna Paksha, means the dark moon. No visible moon. Wait for the sunrise to reveal everything. But he's saying, Bhur, Bhuva, Svat, the whole world of experience, the lower, middle, higher planetary systems, means the world of experience, the objective world. It appears on one level to be revealed by the sun, but actually it's Atma, the soul that reveals everything. Without the conscious observer, it's meaningless. So really, it's a position occupied by the soul, Atma, and by extension, Paramatma. So there is the Paramatma domain, world, that is Varenyam, worshipable. And here, Bargo Bhai, Brishuban, Ujatma Bhivavai, Daitatma, Vaibhavam. Gurumar is saying, and Srimati Radharani, the halo of Srimati Radharani is faith and that which reveals Krishna and Krishna conception. We're talking about her bhav and kanti, her halo, heart and halo. The halo is the outcome of her heart. So it's the heart of Srimati Radharani that is actually illuminating Krishna conception and the service of Krishna. And without that, it's all imagination, fictitious, wallpaper, air bhajan. Just a play. So heart-to-heart transaction. From whose heart to whom? What is in the heart? What is the quality of that heart? What is being transferred? Not that after, hitchhiking the universe, we're curious about, a little curious about divinity or Krishna. Radha Ruchi Ruchavitam Guru Rupa Hrim Gauram. And when Krishna takes the Guru Rupa, the form of Guru, Radha Ruchi, he becomes Gauranga. It's Krishna enveloped under the influence of the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. Then, Svabhaktebhyam Sudham Nijabhajanam Mudram Upadisham. Then he's teaching what is Krishna consciousness. It's very interesting, because we take it that Guru is the functioning principle of divinity revealing himself. But when he wants to teach devotion, takes the position of Mahaprabhu, has to be under the influence of Srimati Radharani to give a full, proper conception of Krishna, a devotional conception of Krishna. Radharani and her group, they're looking for servitors. Yadkamapi Brajakule Rishabhan Ujaya Praksha Shapaksha Padavim Anubrajamanam. The Lalita Sakhi Sloka. She's canvassing in Vrindavan for her group. It doesn't say she's canvassing in the material world, but that's also going on in the Odarja pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Swabdhamadar, Ramananda. But here it said, Yad Kamapi Brajakule Brishubhanu Jaya. She's canvassing in Vrindavan. Well, everyone in Vrindavan is of the highest quality of liberated souls. Yet she's canvassing them to join her group. And they're also submitting their names for consideration. So we hear, okay, so Shyamananda, that when the matter was pressed to the extreme, then Radharani met with Subal and said, "We're taking this one. This cowherd boy is being taken to become a member of our group." Impossible of impossible things. Prem Nirmala Bhaskar. That Prem is radiating from the heart of whom? Krishna Prem. Prema Nidhi. Vrishabhanu Maharaj Mahaprabhu called him Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prema Nidhi. Said, "Now that I've seen him, my life is perfect. I've seen Krishna Prem personified." Krishna, as Mahaprabhu, is astonished by this type of devotion. And that Pundarik Vidyanidhi disciple gave initiation to Gadadhar Pandit. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Radharani's divine father, Gaura Lila is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, initiates Gadadhar Pandit. So how exalted is the devotee, the position of devotion, and the greatest of devotees, Jadi Gaura Nohoita, Tabi Ki Hoita Kemari Dori Tam Dehe, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. This is why Mahaprabhu descended in the world, is to broadcast the glories of Radharani. Everyone is already knows so much about Krishna, or thinks they do. But he has come to broadcast the greatness of Sri Radhar Mahima, her glories, Prema Rasasima, and what is the highest type of Krishna Prem, that he wants to be known. Krishna descends as Mahaprabhu to reveal that in the world and to bring others in connection with that divine substance. Anarpita charim chirad korna avatirna kalo samarpayatam unatojvala rasam subhakti sriyam. So we know in this world that lust can make someone blind, right? Lose all sense of perspective, proportion, in some places they even have, when they're sentencing someone for a crime, if it's a crime of passion, they're just totally overwhelmed by lust. They're given some consideration. In some instances, it's reduced. That's the mundane. So, the Krishna Prem of Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis, the divine madness that she exhibits, particularly at the Uddhava Darshan, the Brahmar Gita. This was the tasting matter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behind closed doors with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy for the last 12 years of his life, 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav. As Gurumar said, after he finished his public service, Bahiranga Sange Kori Nama Sankirtan, through Nam Sankirtan, his public service, he said, then in his private life, the internal reason why he appeared, which is the subject matter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Chaitanya Bhagavat was already there and revered, and rightfully so, by all the Vaishnavas. But they pleaded, begged Kaviraj Goswami to present what was gifted to him from Raghunath Das Goswami, who received that fully from Swarup Damodar. Sri Gauranamatam Swarupa Viditam, who alone knows fully Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's ecstatic, emotional interior. Srupam bibranu jagatatulyam adaita daita prapana srivasu janita paramananda gorima harir dinodari gajapati kripot sekatarala satchetana kime punar apidashor yashati vadam. Rupa Goswami says, Srupam bibranu jagatatulyam. No one compares to Swarup Damodar. Why? Why? Because Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi in Vrindavan. And when Srimati Radharani is lost in the depths of separation from Krishna and the anguish of separation to the point of divine madness and self-forgetfulness, self-oblivion, Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, is by her side, assisting her at every step of the way. So she's fully, she's more acquainted in this sense of that position of Srimati Radharani than Radharani herself. Because Radharani is lost in divine madness. And somehow Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, maintains composure. And assists by supplying certain slokas, singing certain songs, and varieties of assistance. So she is uniquely qualified to assist Mahaprabhu in Gaur Lila. Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit, Ramananda. Nilambodhi today sadasu viraha kepan vitam bandavam. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit. Guru Maharaj and Gadadhar Pranam says, on the shore of that broad blue ocean, Nilam bodhi tate sada svaviraha. Svaviraha says, feeling separation from himself. That's how it's expressed. Krishna as Mahaprabhu, feeling separation from Krishna, the supreme positive and the mood of the supreme negative, plunging the depths of separation. Svaviraha kepanvitam bandavam. In the company of his dearmost friend. Who is his dearmost friend? Gadadhar Pandit. Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya. And what is Gadadhar Pandit doing to relieve the anguish of separation in the heart of Mahaprabhu? Told the 10th stage of separation is death. So Mahaprabhu is on the verge of death. Sanjeevayan, but Sanjeevayan, I told before, this one Ayurvedic medicine Kaviraj told me about, Prabhupada's Kaviraj, Krishnananda Tarka Tirtha Kaviraj, said this Sanjeevayana, it will bring a dead person back to life. And we mean by that the recently dead. Sanjeeva, this rasayam, this medicine, can bring someone on the verge of death back to life. Gadadhar Pandit, Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhira, is taking Bhagavad slokas and supplying them like certain medicines or intoxicants, like an intoxicating substance to bring relief to the heart of Mahaprabhu. That's the Bhagavad Katha Madhira. Madhira means wine. So it means like that, like when someone's feeling so distraught, devastated, heartbroken, in the absence of their beloved, another friend comes with supplying an intoxicating beverage they can drink and get some relief. In this case, what is the intoxicating beverage? Bhagavat slokas, selecting Bhagavat slokas. This is how perfect Srila Guru Maharaj is. This is his introduction to his Bhagavat sloka selections under the inspiration of the Bhagavat Arka Marichimala of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that came due to the inspiration of Swarup Damodar. Right? Back to Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the Second. That Swarup Damodar told Bhaktivinoda Thakur to collect these 1,000 Bhagavat sun rays, Bhagavat Arka Marichi Arka, Puran Arko Dunoditaha, Kalo Nastar Dashamesha, like an 18,000 rayed sun, collect 1,000 of those rays. Guru Maharaj was going to further distill 300-400. But what would be the criterion for selection? That's all important. He's giving a hint in this sloka. As Gadadhar Pandit selects these slokas to relieve the anguish of separation from Mahaprabhu, or in some instances to augment certain sentiments, he's giving a hint at the selection criteria. Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevam Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Swadayanasru Payanai Pujayan. And saying those Bhagavad slokas are like, or doing this, that tears are pouring from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit, like lotus flower offerings onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, where those slokas are written. And once they're spoken, and spoken in this particular way, with this particular depth of meaning, the tears are falling onto the pages as if they're flower offerings and washing away the letters. The letters are washed off, washing off the pages, as if they were never to be spoken again or known in that way. Too sacred. So that when Srinivasacharya approached Gadadhar Pandit, the direction, divine direction of Gadadhar Pandit, for Bhagavat, to hear Bhagavat, Gadadhar Pandit said, "What I want to teach you, my tears have washed away those slokas. So you need to go to Navadvip and get a fresh copy." Of course, Srinivasacharya goes to Navadvip. By the time he returns, Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. Why does Krishna do that? Why does Krishna do things like that? If not to take the heart to greater depths, to have us achieve a greater depth of heart, feeling, devotion, the deep heart's core. Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Vibhur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. So Guru Maharaj says, so let this book be an offering to that best of Goswamis, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Vibhur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. That's the target of the offering of these prayers. So what is the position of Srila Guru Maharaj that he can express such things? One day in the afternoon, there was Guru Maharaj in his chair and his Gurudev next to him, and I came. Those were happy times. And I said to Gurudev, Guru Maharaj said, when Achyutananda asked Swami Maharaj, what did Sridhar Maharaj say to you? He said, if I told you, you would faint. I said, I want to know, what are those things? And Guru Maharaj said, what? And then Gurudev started laughing. And Guru Maharaj said, what? And Gurudev told him, he said, Goswami Maharaj wants you to make him faint. And Guru goes, "Acha." And they start talking, like, going, what should they say? Fainting sloka. Then Guru Maharaj explained this, Gadadhar Pranam. And what I've said here is, you know, bhakya aparad, an offense. Can't possibly represent how His Divine Grace expressed that at that time. But as He did that to me, I staggered away from where the two of them were against the wall, with my head against the wall, like dragging my head against the wall, losing consciousness of the world. And Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, they're talking. I came back around 15 minutes later to make me faint was like another, this little boy. Send the boy away. Come back later. Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami. So I suggested to Guru Maharaj and Guru Dev, Bhakti Rakak, guardian of devotion. They said, yes, you can use it. And Sridhar, sometimes I would say to Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata Jani, Jagat Guru Sridhar Swami Guru Kodi Mani, from Mahaprabhu to Balabhacharya. By the mercy of Sridhar Swami, Sridhar Swami Prasade, by His Bhagavata Jani, only we can know Bhagavatam. Jagat Guru Sridhar Swami Guru Kodi Mani. Therefore, we consider Him Jagat Guru. One who does not accept the Shami is a prostitute. Sri Dhara. Dhara Radha. This is the month still of Radharani, of Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Yes.
One question I want to ask, I don't know if it's appropriate. Like every time when I hear that about this come here period of Mahaprabhu, like he was going deep,
yes.
Mood, it's always like separation means it always coming like after meeting somebody.
Yes.
Acharya, he had the chance. He
right.
But then he left and then he came back and he
right.
wasn't there.
Yes.
So the point of meeting was there. So
yes, but there's something that Rupa Goswami describes and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and elsewhere called Purvarag, which is very interesting. What happens before meeting? So, as I've mentioned many times, Rukmini, she says, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Srinva, hearing about you, she hasn't met Krishna yet. By hearing about him, though, she has. Some conception has come to her about the form of Krishna's quality, everything. Her, we think, in a big way. We say, oh, it's Rukmini, she knew him before. It's not like that. She had not met him. The wives of the Yajnik Brahmins, the Vipraputnis, they hadn't met Krishna. They had only heard about him from fruit sellers and others in Vrindavan. They heard about him. By hearing about him, they got... See, you could have a general idea, But if you realize, at a particular advanced stage of devotion, by hearing, they're getting a very precise conception of the form. So it's mysterious. Achintabheda abhed. Having not met, but through hearing, they're meeting, but it's creating a hunger to meet. So that's why we're advised to culture separation. I say, well, if we haven't met, how can we culture separation? By hearing, the mystery is that by hearing about Krishna, some conception comes to you, whether vague or more refined or substantial. And gradually, some hunger develops. Like, we, you know, I mean, a cheap example would be that in this world, babies, and they're hungry before they've eaten, right? And then they are fed. So this is a mysterious thing. You say, well, how can you have the hunger? Well, you can. It can awaken in you by hearing about Krishna. It can awaken a hunger and a sense of loss. So beautiful, and what's been lost to me, now it's compelling. So hunger, in this sense, hunger precedes tasting and is a necessary component for taste. Is hunger. So separation is a necessary component for relishing union. As I mentioned a few days ago, even in mundane romantic love, someone will feel and express when they meet the love of their life that I have always and only loved you. We will express those things in this world. I say, but you were apparently in love with others or this, that, or you only... You say, no, I have always and only loved you. Upon when that meeting is there, that connection is there, that feeling will automatically appear in the heart that this has been forever. Unfortunately, in this world, ... But the sentiment, we shouldn't discount the sentiment that really that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that person who, upon connecting with, you realize, this is my eternal connection. I have always and only been in love with this person. But we're thinking it's someone in this world, when actually it's the absolute person. And only the absolute person is capable of reciprocating that type of connection amazingly, astonishingly, with everyone. That one can reciprocate every atom of the heart's hankering of every living being simultaneously. That's the absolute. And the absolute cannot be anything less than that. It's the absolute personality of Godhead. And we, through ideal search criteria, indirectly, or searching, it's an acknowledgement that we're searching for the absolute. The ultimate beautiful person, the ultimate loving person. The person who's, you know, prati anga lage kande, prati anga more. Every atom of our soul is crying out for its correspondent, and that can only be found in the absolute personality of Godhead. But as Saraswati Thakur reminds us, the absolute truth is not Krishna alone, but it's Radha and Krishna. But we're duped into thinking that by the direct approach, we'll get a superior experience than serving his agent or agency. So we have to be educated. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyak Rup. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. She can extract. She's the predominated half of Krishna's better half. She can extract the highest quantity, highest quality and highest quantity of rasa from Krishna. And Haladini Shakti Pustikar and nourish her servitors with that substance. And Guru Maharaj said, once you have a taste of that, Mahabhav, which is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience, Radharani, out of gratitude to her servitors, gives them a taste. He said, once you've had a taste of that, what to speak of all other taste, all other rasas become tasteless. That's our Guru Varga. Should we think they're light? Guru, heavier than the Himalayas. Gambhir, deep, dive deep into reality. Hare Krishna.